Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever wondered why it's happening again?
Welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie. Michael and Jeannie share with you the wisdom of the ancient Aramaic internal process of forgiveness. They offer tools and support 5 days a week. They will support you in building a solid foundation within yourself to live in pure love. In Aramaic, Rachma. Michael is the author of So Why Is This Happening to Me Again? For more information on Michael and Jeannie, please visit www.whyagain.com. And now your co-host, the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael and Jeannie Rice.
To the brightness within you and the truth that is rooted within me.
Hi, and welcome to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice. We also have Dr. Tim Hayes with us, and I'm Jeannie Rice, your co-host. Today is Tuesday, February the 10th, 2015, and we welcome you to the show. Our call-in number is 646-200-4169. Press 1, and that puts you in queue to talk to us. And we would love to hear your comments and your questions because that makes this your show. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, dear heart, and welcome, everybody. I think my voice is back sufficiently to be understood. I'm hoping so, anyway. It's still a little scratchy. But
just get a little closer to your microphone.
I can't get any closer. I'm eating it as we speak, so.
Okay.
Is that not coming through well enough?
Tim, can you hear him okay?
Well, it is faint, but I can hear him. Let's get started and see.
Okay, let's see where it goes from here. In any event, it's a delight to be back on the show, and great honor and appreciation to both Michelle and Dr. Tim for all of the effort and energy and hours in carrying the show on while we were out of the country. And it's a delight to be back. Would that we were back in a little more advanced state of our healing process. I've always appreciated the fact that my body, when I need to do a layer of cleansing, a layer of healing, that it usually waits until I've got the space to go through what I need to go through. And so, excuse me. We did, I think, 17 weeks in a row, doing an average of 6 days a week, some days seven, with an extra event and a second event in a day. And so it was a pretty intense 17 or so weeks. And so we had 10 days to get on a cruise ship and get some quiet time, do some writing, which I did get some good writing done on the new chapter 24 of Why Is This Happening to Me Again. It's getting closer. I didn't get it complete, as Jeannie said the other day. But in any event, it's moving in the right direction. And then my body said, well, we got some time. Let's do some work. And so went into a major cleanse process, which I'm realizing it was originally thinking was about my lungs. And, you know, that's the old nemesis of mine, having almost not survived my birth because of lung problems. And living 25 years on an inhaler and pills, it definitely is an area that's given me a challenge. But I'm realizing as I get further along in this detoxification, this cleansing process that my structure is going through, that what's really changing is my lymphatics. So it's kind of cool to just let it happen. Not Dr. Feelgood for sure. It's not been a pleasant 7 or 8 days, but it's what we work to do. And many people would say, why are you crazy? What's wrong with you? Why would you do that? It's like, well, if you think of yourself as carrying around on your back a sack of rotten apples and sardines, you know, you carry them for a day, and it's, you know, not too bad. 2 days, well, 5 days are starting to get a little smelly, and they're weighing it down a little bit. 10 days, and 20, 30, 40, and things are getting pretty raunchy around you. And it's a perfect analogy for carrying around inside of us energies that are generational, energies from our own lives that we still haven't faced, dealt with, and worked through, old hostilities and fears, and it's like a sack of rotten apples and sardines. It's not pleasant to carry around. It's not pleasant to open it up and clean it out, but, you know, unless you want to just carry it around for life, sooner or later you got to open up and clean it out. So for me, the goal of the work is to get sufficiently vitalized for every layer that has never been dealt with, literally in our whole bloodline, to open, to let loose, and to move through to the other side. So that's my appreciation for the process that I'm going through right now, and I certainly appreciate everybody holding the space. And what happens is each time we go through a layer, we bring a cleaner, clearer mind to the forefront, and a much more integritous ability to tap into those directions that are subtle but more powerful than what the mind itself can do, and opening the intuitive faculty and being able to be guided in our lives means that every issue where you want to be guided, you've got to clean it up in yourself. You can't really get clean, clear guidance in an arena where you've got issues. What will tend to happen is that in an arena where there are unresolved issues, whether it's the issue of a birth experience or an in utero experience or a two-year-old's experience or great-great-great-great-grandfather, if that issue comes to the forefront in your life, then the unresolved energies tend to enter into perception and tend to destroy the ability to really, truly be on track with whatever it is that you're about doing in your world. And so that, to me, is why it's desirable to keep going from layer to layer to layer, to move through and tap into those deeper and deeper layers. You know, there are lots of, we look around and we get, you know, our room on the ship, we had a television, so we did some watching of television, and you look at all the issues going on in the world, and it's interesting. We were on an Italian ship in the Caribbean, so we're watching Japanese television and German television and, you know, stuff you don't usually see here. And you look at the issues that people are carrying. You look at the things that are going on in the world. And so often the person who's most up in arms about an issue is a person who's so muddy that would be best if they kept their nose totally, completely, and 1,000% out of the business, whatever it is. Because when they bring a mind that holds its own issues around whatever, you know, a just cause is, certainly there are many, many just causes, but when I bring a mind that is tainted with my own hostility or fear to a just cause, I bring an unjust mind to a just cause and think I can straighten it out, and I can't do it. Until I straighten out my own mind, I can't straighten out anybody's cause. I can't even support anybody's cause until I clean my mind up around that particular issue. Why? Because once I enter, remembering that the mind works through the law of resonance, once I enter into even thinking about a particular issue, and I'm going to speak about it, then anything in me that relates to that because of resonance is going to start to move. If what moves in me is unresolved energies, hostility or fear, then I'll come to this issue with my, you know, club in hand and ready to force somebody to fix it, as opposed to, oh, I think I'll lay my club down, I think I'll fix me, I think I'll clean this part of me up, and then I'm going to be a fit person to really, truly support moving forward the healing of whatever that issue is in the world. So that's kind of where I'm at this morning, or this afternoon, and it's a delight to be back on solid land. We're in Pompano Beach, Florida. If you happen to be in the Miami area, we're at Universal Truth Center tonight and Thursday night. Tonight we're doing the Circle of Life and How to Play It. And on Thursday night we'll be doing Getting the Stress You Need. So anyone who's in Miami or that arena, we'd love to have you join us. And 6:30 until 9 o'clock tonight and Thursday. And other than that, Dr. Tim, how do you be? Anything to share, sir? Show yesterday was absolutely fabulous. Thank you. It was just awesome to just sit back and listen, be the fly on the wall.
Well, I'm doing quite well, thank you. And it was an honor to be able to contribute to keeping the whole flow going. And I thank Michelle for her part and callers throughout the past couple of weeks. I suppose the thing that I should mention is that hasn't been mentioned yet is we had a group on Thursday again. So we have two groups each week going now, Tuesday and Thursday. And Thursday's group had another wonderful experience of somebody moving through the layers of what for decades had been experienced as physical pain. And the person learning through this process of canceling goals and breathing and tapping and identifying targets and releasing more goals, and that the supposed physical cause of the pain, which was named as a shoulder separation 40 years ago, and the pain from that never went away, could start moving, changing, releasing, becoming less intense and less painful, moving to other parts of the body, when the material, the mental, emotional material around that incident was looked at and into. So I suppose the first thing is to have gratitude to express the gratitude I have for the people that come to these support groups on Tuesday and Thursday. And the second thing is to highlight the fact that so many times in our work in these groups and in my regular sessions with people come in with pain. And when they've done the deeper mental, emotional work and the canceling of goals and being willing to look at the hidden parts of their mind, they leave without the pain. And, of course, if you think you're a physical body and that's all there is to it, what we're talking about is absolutely ridiculous. But if you realize that you're an energy field nested within an energy field, nested within another energy field, and we're all connected, and that the mind energy that you have the ability to initiate in each moment is a literal creative force in your life, then it starts to make a lot of sense. So that's my offering. It's a blessing to be able to have two support groups, and it's a blessing to be able to be around when people choose to get healthy.
Yay. For sure. You trigger the brain cells for the first time as I was unfolding and starting to understand this, the whole principle of everything being energetic. I can remember back, here we are back in South Florida, and that's where a lot of this work started. And it's probably 32 or 33 years ago, the first time that I came across the principle that you're talking about. And there was a priest here, and he had knee pain. And this pain was excruciating. It was locked in his knee, and it had been going on for months. And no doctors could do anything with it. And so, well, let's see what we can do. So we started to work with the forgiveness process. And at that time, I was doing some more physical type stuff. And so I started to work on his knee physically. And all of a sudden, there was no pain in his left knee where I was working. It had moved to his right knee. It's like, what? This is weird. Okay, well, we'll go over and we'll check out and see what we can do with your right knee. So I move over to his right knee, and oh, it's in my shoulder. I mean, we spent about three sessions chasing this energy around his body, and I really don't remember now what the core issue was. We did get to it, and he did get rid of the pain, but it went from one knee to the other knee to a shoulder to the other shoulder back to the knee. I mean, it was just like, you know, chasing a ping pong ball. And, you know, we think it's physical. So you kind of, with some humor, you remind me of the first time that I came across that and started to comprehend and understand, this is all about energy and what we do with the energies that we either deal with or we don't. And also, last night, we worked with, we're at Universal Truth Center in Miami, and we worked with their teachers and their ministerial staff. A support group style session with people, but what we ended up doing, we did a little bit of question and answer from Sunday, and then we went in and did a worksheet. We had a gal who volunteered to do the worksheet, and was a very bright young lady, and she's a school teacher, and you know, it was her stuff about her new boss and what was going on there, and so we started to work with that, and lo and behold, about the fourth time she pulled her sweater up over her head in frustration, and you know, as we start chasing this energy down, she goes back to getting in touch with the power person dynamic, and you know, the lack of being valued, thinking that, you know, what she needed was for her principal to do what she wanted her to do, and the principal's going to change everything, and it's a danger to the children. I mean, she just had this whole story about, you know, why, oh, this would be terrible if this happens. But when she was able to let go of all the fluff, get focused into who she was, and start canceling goals, it was all about her being valued. And then the bottom line insight was, maybe my new principal doesn't feel valuable and needs to prove herself, because it all became about proving oneself and being in control. And so her new goal was about how she's going to start to acknowledge her new principal instead of fight her and tell everybody what's wrong with her and have vengeance on her. So it's a nice shift, and it's just kind of fun to do. But about, you know, she's a very bright young lady, and so each time she see another piece of her own puzzle, she just kind of roll her eyes, and she had a, you know, big wool sweater, and she pulled the sweater up over her head and cover her head. It was just, it was great fun. It was awesome. And it's interesting to watch when somebody does that, because there were about five other people in the room who were doing a worksheet at the same time, who just tapped right into an aspect of that. That they had to deal with someone else who had an issue with the boss, and just so it was interesting to watch people as they were able to bounce off of her process and do their own, and then also to watch the person who's like, I'm not going there. And we had one gentleman who just totally shut down. You know, the invitation was for everybody to do their own worksheet paralleling hers or a different worksheet, so that as we went through the process, and there was this one gentleman who was just like, literally the moment we started to work with her, he broke eye contact with me. He turned, he when we first got there, he was the most verbal of the group, and he had this question and that question, and what was wrong with what was said yesterday, and he heard things that weren't said. Well, we clarified that, okay, that's cool, and then he just disconnected, turned sideways in his seat, put his eyes down, made no more eye contact with me until the end of the evening. And, of course, ended up, you know, finishing the evening off with, but, you know, we really don't need to do this. We already know what we're doing. I was like, well, that's interesting. Did you do the process to see whether or not it's useful? And, of course, he didn't answer me because he didn't. He hadn't, you know, he hadn't even looked at the worksheet as we were going through. So it's just interesting to watch everybody's input and how, in this case, you know, there were people who were there because they were required to be there as teachers in this particular academy. And so it was kind of interesting to watch the resistance level of someone who really didn't want to be there, really didn't want to hear about it, and certainly didn't want to look at what was going on inside themselves. So So, Jeannie, do we have anybody with a hand up in the phone queue or anybody in the chat room that has a question for us, anything for us to be aware of?
Well, actually, Michelle has a client with her, so we want to welcome Jess, who is listening with Michelle. So we're glad you're with us on
awesome.
The show.
Awesome. Welcome, Jess.
And we do have a hand up, and I think that it might be our friend Joanne in Branson, Missouri. Area code 417, you're on the air.
Hey there, young lady. How are you?
Oh, it's me?
It's
you.
Yeah,
here
Joanne.
I am. Joanna.
That's awesome. I don't know whether you were listening to me, Joanna, or I was listening to you, but about 2 minutes before the show, I had the thought, you know, we've been back about 4 days now. I haven't been speaking very much, but it's like, I need to call Joanna and see what's happening. And so here you are. What a blessing. How are you?
I am glorious. I'm stretched out in the sun on my bed in my beautiful bedroom. And
nice.
I am glorious. I am really glorious. And I have something that will go right along with what you are saying and ties right in with the work. And it's something that's subtle. And, of course, we always want to come to a very good conclusion and everything and know that the final analysis in what the work you're doing is to heal and to have a happy life.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm going to tell you a story. And it happened a few days ago, and it brought to my attention your analogy that if you have ears to hear, you need to hear. And I am a person who digs in the yard a lot. I'm basically a gardener and a farmer. I like to grow things, and my whole life has been built around the environment, making more things more beautiful, cleaning up the environment. That's my purpose on Earth. I've come to that realization. Whether it happens
awesome.
Or doesn't happen through me, I now have my answer. And I woke up this morning with the feeling of being a newborn baby. How about that, Michael?
Ooh, sweet.
It is a sweet feeling. But a few days ago or weeks ago, I had on my blue jeans, my ragged blue jeans. And I thought my blue jeans looked pretty fine because they are sort of shaggy chic. And I was told that I look like a pitiful, homeless old woman and that I needed to change my clothes before I went out to lunch. And so I thought, I didn't get mad. I didn't get upset. I thought, well, this is not the truth about me. I've just been working in the yard, and this is my uniform for the yard. But I realized that, yes, I had slipped. I had allowed my thinking to become somewhat shaggy. I had allowed my thinking and the monitoring of my own thoughts to become something less than what they truly are. And I took it as a wake-up call, and I welcomed it, rather than being offended and taking it as being put down. Because I needed to appear in the world a little bit more than what I've been allowing myself to appear in the world. And I began to dwell on that and think that maybe I need to straighten my shoulders, square myself, and look at myself of what I am really on earth about. And I think this applies to everybody. I am not on earth to live in an emotional junkyard. I am on earth not only to clean up my own junkyard, but to expand my light that I am learning out and allow it to expand and encompass other people. And so I have come to the realization that my purpose for the rest of my life is to build whatever I'm supposed to build, whether it happens or doesn't happen. The idea needs to go out there that what we have done on earth is through our emotions and through our little egos allowed our whole earth to become an emotional junkyard. And we are about cleaning up our emotions and looking at this beautiful, wonderful thing that God has created, us. We, each one, are a beautiful, magnificent, wonderful creation. And when we clean up ourselves, we'll clean up the earth, and we will truly begin to live in our new heaven and our new earth. And that was my realization, and that's what I have to share. And I love you so much, and I'm so glad you're back. And I know you're going to feel better very, very soon. And thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Great insight. Joanna, that's just fabulous. And I can just see you squaring your shoulders and standing there in that perky look you have and just being out there in the world. That's pretty fabulous. I appreciate you a lot.
I appreciate you.
All right.
And we're going to do some great things together and everybody else too. And it's going to be a wonderful world. It already is a wonderful, happy, magnificent world if we just get out of our own way.
Right. Have you, has anything developed in Apalachicola?
Actually, yes. From a source never thought of, never dreamed about, from a person who is named Nancy, who came to me by way of another person in Florida. And you know how these things go. And she actually was thinking of buying the Coca-Cola building there, which I don't know about, but she somehow heard about me and called me and asked me what I was doing, what I was thinking, and what I wanted to talk about and do. And she's a fabulous artist. She's in Japan today, and she is wanting to come, and let's start conversation.
Awesome. Okay, me
and
she had, that's fabulous.
Uh-huh. So her whole thrust about going to Japan is, and her concern is about the nuclear action that took place there and the cleanup of the earth, and she joins me in my vision greatly and as an expanded thinker, and she just appeared out of nowhere.
Cool. Awesome.
So
appeared out of somewhere.
She was where she was. It's like the Maharaja
your
said.
Readiness.
And it'll come, that which is prepared to come and be with you will appear when you get yourself clear.
For sure.
That's
awesome.
The truth.
Very cool,
bless
young
you.
Lady. Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate you. Lots of love.
Lots of love.
646-200-4169 is our call-in number. We would love to hear your voice and see what your questions are. How can we support you? What's exciting in your world? What's happening with your work? And so call us. And if you're in the phone queue, all you have to do is hit 1. Put a little hand up in the control panel, and Jeannie will introduce you by area code. And, of course, if you're in the chat room, if you're a guest in the chat room, unfortunately, you can't write anything. You have to register, but that's a pretty easy process. And Blog Talk's very responsible with the email addresses. We've never had any violation in that regard. So just go ahead and register, and you'll be able to chat with us through the chat room as well. So, and or, of course, call us, and we'll have a conversation. So, Jeannie, anything happening in the chat room? Anyone with a hand up?
No, Light is in there, and she was asking for a mind shifter, and Michelle gave her one. Michelle came up with a cool way of doing mind shifters. Anybody who's familiar with Louise Hay, she has, you know, different statements based on body parts of what's going on, and so just adding to the it is safe and healing in front of whatever she has in her book about it. So it's really a pretty cool way of creating a mind shifter to work through physical issues. And so Light's having, she's not real sure. She hasn't been to the doctor yet. At first she thought it was appendicitis. Now she's thinking it might be a hernia. So not been to the doctor yet, though, to get that one analyzed and wanting to heal it on a natural perspective, so I don't know if you have anything to offer her on that. And we don't have anybody with a hand up, so if someone presses 1, you're first in line. I don't know if you muted yourself to cough or if you're on mute accidentally. Michael, we can't hear you.
Oops, I was mute. Challenge, honey. I was just going to say, a friend of ours, Rich Anderson, owns a company called Rise and Shine, and if she's got appendix problems, she might want to talk with Rich, and you can Google him, I'm sure, and come up with the number for him. But he'd be able to support you if you want to deal with some sort of appendix thing going on. That's definitely something you need to deal with quickly. And he'd be the best person to support you in that regard. And if there's a hernia, he's also got a product that helps to close up a hernia and do it naturally, so without invasion. So you might want to get in touch with Rich Anderson at Arise and Shine. See how he can help.
I just
physical
typed that into the chat room too, so that I can get it.
Cool. Awesome. We're about halfway through the show, so we've got a half an hour, which means we have lots of time for questions and conversation. So we'd love to hear from you and see what's on your mind. How can we support you?
While we're waiting on somebody to raise their hand, last night was pretty exciting at the church, working with the teachers and the teachers in training and their questions and just watching faces as, you know, they would work through different issues. We were actually working through a worksheet. And this is my reality, which may or may not be accurate, but to see some of them come into a bit of a resistance of, this might question what I've been teaching, or this might mean that I've not been teaching right, or whatever, and then to see them break through it and go, oh, I understand it. And that was pretty cool to watch that happen a few times.
Yes, yeah. Sure.
And I think as teachers, you know, they just need to, everybody just needs to be easy with themselves as we're learning, you know, and it's like starting to beat up on themselves then because maybe they've taught something that's not totally accurate. And to say, you know, you taught best you knew, and then as you learn something that's different than that, I mean, it's like you've taught the worksheet and it's changed 100 times just in the 10 years that I've known you. And 100 is... I was just getting ready to say, and that's being kind of generous. I mean, that's like probably more like 1,000, but anyway.
Yeah, probably closer.
So, I mean, even yourself, as you're going through the process and learning more and more of the depth of the Aramaic and everything, we learn different things and learn a new depth of it. And so it's not an area to beat yourself up because you did something wrong prior. Could you address to that?
Well, certainly, you know, it's a process of knowledge looking for deeper understanding and the use of the tools and the willingness. You know, I'm realizing more and more for myself that the willingness to be taught. You know, in the ancient Aramaic, when Yeshua speaks about this elemental force, it was called Ruach HaKodesh, and that she teaches us. And that when we're teachable, if we think we have to know it all already. There was one gentleman at the workshop last night, and he was talking about how he's trying to get everything to fit into the box that he held. And realize that instead of trying to fit it in and make it the same as, he needed to adjust the box. And as he adjusted the box, then he had room for more and more and more understanding. He didn't have to try to fit everything into what he knew in the past. And that just opens a whole different space for learning. So. Our calling number is 646-200-4169. Dr. Kim, you got anything else to share? Anything on your mind?
Well, I mentioned to you earlier that I had occasion to listen to about 4 hours of Dr. Hugh Lin, who practices Ho'oponopono and teaches it. And as I mentioned to you, one of the things I came away with is just how similar the work is. And I've talked about it for years. People have said, well, you know, I think, you know, there's more than one way to do this, and you're talking as though this is the only way. And I quickly say, I don't think I've ever said that the worksheets and Dr. Michael Rice are the only way to go. I have frequently said Byron Katie's work, the Sedona Release Method, Ho'oponopono, Guy Finley, Way of Mastery, they're all wonderful tools, and that you should look at the one that resonates most deeply for you and gives you the best results to move you toward joyful creation, loving, expansive life. And what I came away with after 4 hours of listening to Dr. Hugh Lynn yesterday was that at the core, it just validated once again, this is the same work. He talks over and over again about the most important thing is to be clear. And when he defines clear, he just goes to the board and brings out a clean white sheet of paper and says this: no content, no data, no thoughts going on, you're just clear. And that's that original state, that's that newborn state of love, that's being consciously focused on my true nature. That's, you know, what Way of Mastery and A Course in Miracles and Guy Finley and Michael Rice all talk about as our birthright, our true nature. And anything less than that needs to be, in Dr. Hugh Lynn's words, cleared. And he talks about, it's funny because there were several people in the audience asking, okay, but how long do I have to do this and when will I be done? And Dr. Hugh Lynn said, I'm never going to be done. That's my only purpose for being on the planet, is to just keep clearing. That's why I'm here, to learn about clearing and to do more clearing and to learn more about clearing and to do more clearing. So, you know, when people ask, how many worksheets do I have to do? And yesterday in the show, somebody called and said, well, how many? Oh, she said she had done one worksheet on the issue. And my response was, that's a wonderful first step. And it's a first step in a journey of 1,000 miles. And then, Michael, you texted me and reminded me of Yeshua's response when he was asked, hey, Jesus, how many worksheets do we have to do? Tongue in cheek. But how many times do we have to do the forgiveness process? And the response was, in the Aramaic, 77 times 70 times. And in that language, the meaning is the number 7 is a number for completion. And when you add a 0 to a number, that means infinity. And so his answer was, you must forgive an infinite number of times until it's complete. And apparently, Dr. Hugh Lynn was reading from the same book. Because every time somebody asked him, well, when are we going to be done? Or how do we know I'm moving to the next level? Or he said, I'm never done. I'm just here to keep clearing and clearing and clearing. And somebody asked him, well, if you're always clearing and you're always saying these four statements, then how do you ever get anything done? He said, well, you might notice that if you sit around asking questions, when am I going to get done? You never get done. But if you just do the clearing, you find you're much more productive in life because you're coming from that blank page. You're coming from that intuition and inspiration. You're coming from design source and intelligence like Ruka Dakucha that expresses through you, and you find you're far more productive than when you're using your conscious logical mind and trying to figure it out. So that's my input.
Awesome. And, of course, the word clearing there would be forgiveness, the removal of what doesn't belong. And when we talked a little earlier this morning, Tim, I really believe that the Hawaiians are one of the lost tribes of Israel and that their roots are Aramaic. There's just, you know, aloha and rakma are virtually identical concepts. And the whole process of Ho'oponopono is to go inside and remove what doesn't belong in there. I believe that the roots of that are clearly, to me, Aramaic, and it's an awesome thing to watch and to see people do. It's pretty cool. And Jeannie tells me we've got a hand up, so let's say hello to our caller.
And I think this might be Julie. It's area code 541. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there, young lady. Welcome.
Dr. Kim. Thank you. I've been holding this space for clear breathing to come your way.
Hey, I'm on it. I'm all over that one.
I know you are. It just must be a new level coming into to the healing world for you. I've had
definitely,
it too.
I
a
can...
lot of. Yeah?
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I've had it too. I've had it going on, and it's been teaching me. I remember years ago I used to have a cough that would catch every time I would inhale, speak. And I finally identified that I couldn't speak the words with ease and grace because they weren't true. So the cough was serving me to alert me to that I was forcing myself to speak either partial truth or not the whole truth, or not. I wasn't necessarily lying, but it was a camouflage of sorts because I didn't feel
right.
Okay about speaking the full truth. So a lot of that has healed, and you know, and I think it is a continuum of unfolding higher capacities to bring. Speak forth truth, possibly. Who knows? Anyway, so I just hold the space for your clear breathing to reach all kinds of new levels. Good. You know,
thank
and you know
you
how
indeed.
It is.
I know how it is.
Yeah, that means you're going into the depths, too. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
Well, we've, the last. Couple of weeks of workshops that we did before we left, there was clearly a new level of energy in the work, a new understanding, subtle shifts in understanding and clarity that were coming forward. So I'm sure I'm just letting my physiology catch up with the work we did before we left and get ready for what's next.
Yeah. And we've Yeah, so just to recapitulate a little of what occurred while you were gone and on the radio shows for the 2 weeks, I did quite a bit of work with Dr. Kim, or shall I say Dr. Kim did quite a bit of work with me, several shows. And I want to say this with all gratitude that, you know, he really has a lot to offer, and he did offer it to me, and I appreciate it. And he can't help himself because he's so highly trained. So thank you again, Dr. Kim, and for allowing it to occur, because a lot of healing did occur in me in these last couple of weeks. I won't go into it right now. I wanted to say about the Ho'oponopono that I think I'm working on a new prayer with it to change the words. I think I mentioned this before you left, Michael. And by the way, I'm just talking because I'm rescuing you from talking, okay? I acknowledge that I'm doing that. If there's another caller, I'm happy to go away, okay?
Right. I don't need to be rescued. I'll be okay.
All right. Then I'll let go of that goal. Okay. But, you know, the Ho'oponopono, there's those four lines in it, and I don't worry about too much how, well, what order they're in, but there are I love you, I thank you, and the other two are I'm sorry, please forgive me. And those ones, because of my work with you, Michael, I've learned to change my words from I'm sorry to I apologize. Even though the energies, you know, can still be there of feeling sorry. So I'm starting to change the words of the Ho'opono to more about the Aramaic forgiveness. And here's what I came up with today. This has been a process that just keeps happening. Every time I go to use the prayer, I need to change these lines. So instead of saying, I'm sorry about whatever the condition is that has occurred that I'm observing, I say I care about the misperception of what has occurred as a reality in our minds. The misperception in my mind. I care about the misperception in both of our minds for the seeming reality that has occurred. Okay, I'm trying to root. And then I go to the forgiveness statement of, I allow forgiveness to occur for both of us to remove all perceived occurrences with regard to whatever the matter is. And this is a work in progress. Now, then I'm also interspersing, I love you and thank you after everything I say, because that is the bottom line. That's like the worksheet. That's where you get to, is I love you. I really get the love that I feel for myself and for you and for all that is. And, you know, what else can you say when you recognize that? But thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to experience forgiveness and experience love again. So,
but when I've worked with shifting the words on that, in that regard, what I've done, Julie, on that, especially on the one of I love you, because the truth is we've been taught that we can love each other, and the truth is we can't love each other. Love isn't a verb. It's not something we do. It's who we are. So what I've found useful for me, because I have used Ho'oponopono, is that I shift those words into, I choose to be love in your presence. And that, you know, affirming that I'm going to stay connected with the truth of who I am, and I can support you staying connected with the truth of you, who you are. And when we do that, we're one. We realize our oneness.
Oh, that's good. Thank you. I wrote that down. I choose to be love in your presence, which in your presence of love, because you are the presence of love.
It ties very much in with the Hindu idea of namaste, where the space in me, which is the same as the space in you, where we are one, is what I honor. And as we honor that space, as we honor that state of being in every person that we touch, then our joined and conjoined efforts are then going to be harmonious. Because when we realize, we climb out of the pit of the non-being self and realize that there's only one of us, the ultimate result is all the same. It's only when we're down there in our lower selves and our separate selves and trying to get something that the separate self wants that we lose awareness of our oneness. And in truth, when people climb out of their vengeance and their grief and their rage and their fear, everybody wants to function as a human being. Everybody wants to be the experience of that newborn energy of love. And, of course, those who would rail against that, which there would be those who would, have forgotten and are not in touch with who they are. But I'll tell you that, you know, working within the prison with some of the toughest guys on the planet that I've ever run into, when you get down to it, you want the same thing. The murderers, the rapists, the thieves, they want the same thing. And all of that other stuff is just an effort to try to get to that. And the effort is kind of twisted and turned by the content of our minds that we haven't, as Tim was talking about, that Dr. Hugh Lynn is working with, we haven't cleared, we haven't forgiven. And as you forgive it, bingo, we're back in alignment. We're back in the truth of who we are. So,
yeah, thank you. As you may remember, if you don't have anyone else on the line, I'll bring up one more thing. Something has resolved. Jeannie, are the lines clear, or is there someone in queue?
No one has their hand up, so go for it.
Okay, well, as you may remember, I had a roommate situation going on.
Right.
And as things have evolved, the person themselves created that they're moving on from here. So it wasn't me doing it to them. And I'm currently creating my next roommate with the highest energies I can. You know, I'm really looking for... Well, I'm writing goals about my new roommate, so it'll be really interesting to see how that works, and how much I do worksheets on it, I'm sure is a direct correlation to what will show up. And it always is perfect in my healing and evolving process that there will be things that come up in relationship to another, and I look forward to our ability to work it out at a really high and supportive and loving level. You know, so it's just another opportunity, you know, and I wanted to just update, I guess, the whole world on my roommate situation.
Cool. Well,
one
of the things that I might suggest is that what you might do is write a vision for yourself and what you, as the perfect roommate, would look like.
Oh, that's nice. Perfect.
And that will set up a resonance.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Remember, it's all done with smoke and mirrors. So when you get really clear on what I, as a perfect roommate, looks like and functions like, then what's going to tend to happen is that's what I'll draw rather than the unconscious dynamics that I haven't resolved yet in my roommate files in my mind.
Yeah, because that's what I fear the most and resist the most is what my unconscious files
and
are.
And if you don't clean that one up, that's what's going to come upon you.
Oh. Well, and so if it does, I mean, I'm as far along as I am, and so I accept whatever blessing will show itself to me in my next roommate. Yeah.
Awesome.
Thank you,
all right,
Michael.
Well, you have a blessed day. All right, lots of love.
All right, you too.
Appreciate you.
Love to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love to both of you.
All right. So we've got about 8 minutes left, so we've got time for another caller and a question or two. 646-200-4169 is our calling number. We would love to hear your voice. Judy, anything happening in the phone queue? Anything happening with the hands up?
No. No hands are up. And in the chat room, the conversation's just kind of back and forth. Different natural herbs that are good for different things and just kind of general chit-chatting around the topics. And so no questions at this point.
Well, then our caller number is 646-200-4169. And if we don't have a hand up, then I'll just once again make the announcement that tonight and Thursday night we'll be at UTC, Universal Truth Center, in Miami, and 6:30 each evening. We'll be doing two free open workshops, so you'd be welcome to come and join us. And then next week, we'll start on Sunday morning at CSL in Fort Lauderdale. We'll be doing a full week of free open workshops at CSL. We'll start on Sunday morning with their Sunday service and Sunday afternoon do Why Is This Happening to Me Again? And then each evening from 7 to 9:30, Sunday afternoon we'll do Why Is This Happening to Me Again? Then each evening, 7 to 9:30, we'll have a different free workshop. And then we're actually off for a week, and we'll start in Pompano. And we'll be at Unity of Pompano doing a week there. And then Jeannie's going to be doing a two-day women's retreat. You want to tell us a little bit about that, sweetie? And I guess just got some extra room, so there are some spaces if anybody wants to move in. I know it was full when we first
it
got
It was
back,
full.
And,
yeah. It's at the Duncan Center in Delray Beach, and it starts on Friday, March the 13th at 4:30 a sign-in. And it goes to about 7 o'clock on Saturday, and we will do three sessions, about 2.5 hours on Friday evening, and then two sessions on Saturday, 2.5 hours each, and then I have an hour closing session. So it should be a really good time. It's a beautiful space. Sally and I went over there the other day, and I walked around and actually put some pictures of it out on my Facebook. But it was totally full, and we had eight ladies on a waiting list. and we talked to the lady, and she said there were three groups, us and two other groups, that were going to be there that same weekend. And she said one group had not finalized, and so she gave them until Saturday to let her know for definite if they were going to take it or not, and if they weren't, she was going to release the rooms. And so we got seven additional rooms. There's two ladies to a room, so that means we have three additional rooms right now, so we can take on six more people at the women's workshop. If you're interested in doing that, you need to contact Unity of Pompano, and it's $165, and that's for the one night. That includes your dinner Friday night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and then the workshops the whole time. And I'm going to cover a whole gamut of things. I've got a lot of crops, for lack of a better word, and I'm planning to make it a lot of fun and different. And we've got a raffle that we're raffling off some of the DVDs and CDs that Michael has on the tape table, and then also raffling off two 20% discounts off of one of the other women's workshops later this year, the one that we're doing in Orlando in April, or the one that I'm doing at Heartland in September. So there's a lot of nice gifts that are going to be given out, and it should be a lot of fun, a lot of deep process work, and we'll just see how willing each one of us is going a little bit deeper. So like I said, if you're interested in doing that, there is now room. It was full, and it's now we've able to take all of the people off the waiting list and put them in, and we have three more rooms. So we've got room for six ladies. So if you're interested, please contact Pompano Beach Unity as soon as possible and get your payment in so that you can lock in a space. And we're down to about 2 minutes. So if anybody on the switchboard presses one, we might can get you in very quickly. Otherwise, I think that we're about ready to close it out then for the day.
Yeah, well, one little plug that I'll put in is that the last time you did this Healing the Whole Woman workshop with a group of ladies, there was a space in the workshop for a three-hour intermission. You were in a place with a swimming pool, and so you had given them the 3 hours off and a nice backyard to lounge in and the beautiful sunny day and swimming pool. And everybody said, no, we don't want to go swim. We don't want time off. Let's keep working. So it's a pretty valuable time when people say, I'm not taking time off. I want to continue. And I certainly appreciate the way that you teach and how the way you use your props to make it fun and entertaining and learning as well. And since that workshop, just watching you, you've been watching out for new props, new ways to use them. And it's just awesome. So anyway, we're down to just the last minute or so. So unless there's anybody with a hand up with a quick question, we'll just say that we appreciate you and come join us in Miami the next couple of nights and or Fort Lauderdale. Pop it on the next couple of weeks. You can go to our website, whyagain.org, to tap into the schedules. We've also got, if you're ready to take your work to the next level, a 20-day teacher training that will be happening here in Orlando in April. There's a hotel, a gentleman and his daughter who've purchased the hotel, and they're modeling the hotel after this work, doing the fresh and raw food. And so we're going to be taking teacher training to them and training some of their staff. And so we'd be delighted to have you come and join us. If you look on the schedule, you'll see that Jeannie and I are doing concurrent 9-day intensives. I'll do a Why Is This Happening to Me Again, and Jeannie will be doing a full 9-day Healing the Whole Woman, which ought to be pretty awesome. And then we'll move into a 12-day teacher training that will be for those who either want to teach or just want to really deepen their experience of the forgiveness process. So we appreciate you. Hold you the blessing. Create the best year yet of your eternal life. It's an awesome gift to give the world. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Mind Shifters Radio with the Forgiveness Doctor, Dr. Michael Rice, and his wife, Jeannie, who present the internal Aramaic process of forgiveness. Michael and Jeannie are here every Monday through Friday on Earth Angels Radio. For more on Michael and Jeannie, please visit whyagain.com. That's www.whyagain.com.